So if you're standing, I just want to know, like, the protocol for anti-fascist activists like yourself. You're standing on a street corner, someone starts saying something you don't like, and you think, boy, that's an act of hostility, that person's a fascist.
No, but you are misrepresenting the words that I've been saying. This isn't about liking something.
This isn't
about Ben and Jerry's versus stone cold pizza or something.
Uh-huh.
This is about the lives of real people, immigrants who are under attack now, Muslims who are being massacred, women who are being raped.
How deep is your
commitment? So you're the one trivializing this, not me.
I'm not in any way trivializing. And I ask you a sincere question. To what extent would you go to stop that person from spreading genocidal propaganda?
I would call for people to counter-protest, to stand up, and to shut down any
attempt to shut down? Like, what if I want to keep talking? I'm saying something that you find appalling. But you know what? I've got a First Amendment right. I'm an American. What would you do? So a bunch of people come and say, stop that. I say, no, I'm not going to stop that. I'm an American. What are you going to do next?
You know, you want to talk about the First Amendment? Coretta Scott King's letter wasn't allowed to be read on the floor of the Senate last week under the Constitution in the Senate.
That's exactly what happened.
And yet, at the same time, you're the one then who's actually trying to defend someone like a fascist speaking and recruiting at a college campus.
All right, Yvette,
I'm proud to say that we all stood up and
shut
them down.
All right, thanks for coming on and showing us what you believe.